Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation, now on YouTube as well. Check all that out over there. I am joined, we've had big news, we've had big news. Schedule's coming out, myths have been debunked, we've seen the new Bally Sports pricing. We're going to talk about all that today, and I couldn't do it myself, so I am joined by the great Jordan Nettles, the face behind Jovenile at Nola's favorite AD. If you don't follow that page, go and do it on Twitter. It is hysterical. You can see there's a lovely little edit of me being very hyped to do this show, which I thoroughly enjoyed, as well as a nice little David Griffin edit as well, if you like that. But Jordan, how are you going? Thanks for joining us.
Man, thanks for having me, Lyle. I've been looking forward to this all week. So, I'm super excited with everything going on in the off season. It's not all the time you can be this excited with nothing really going on.
100%. I mean, we're sitting in, the middle of August, late August, schedule just drops. But I feel like we haven't really had a huge off season. I feel like there's still been plenty going on, it hasn't been completely switched off. How have you found this doldrums, I guess, of the off season? Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever been this excited for just continuity. You know, every year with the Pelicans, it's been a coaching change. It's been just a major, role players coming in and out. Honestly, it all started since the Boogie and Buddy Hield trade. I mean, it's just been constant in and out and up and down and just no consistency. So for me, it's awesome to look forward to not only consistency, but good consistency, with everybody coming back besides, I think, Tony Snell. Is the only one I know of that won't be coming back. So I couldn't be happier with nothing. What about you?
100%. It has been one of those off seasons where they left us with just enough at the end of the season with the playoff run that it was like, there's something here. There's, what do they say? Pressure makes diamonds. And these guys have been under pressure all year. And all of a sudden we started seeing those diamonds emerge towards the end, taking the Suns to six games. And then, signing Dyson, drafting Dyson Daniels, which for me is just awesome. having an Aussie on the team.
Yeah, for sure.
I will maintain that I was the number one Dyson advocate, and it was great that we managed to snag him, but I'm sure there was many people before me. But the news that came out this week, at the start of the week, I suppose, was the re-signing of our favourites, Antonio Daniels and Joel Myers. Bally Sports obviously re-signing the TV rights deal with the team, and we get another couple of years of them. How is that? Fantastic news. What do you think of that re-signing?
So obviously, the namesake Jovenile and the original, Antonio Daniels turtleneck. I think just both the guys have been so great for the team and for the community. I mean, you don't see engagement like you get from Antonio Daniels. I feel like with any other fan base, the way he's on the spaces with Chris Connor and Rel and Rocky, you don't get that a lot, especially from people who have experience in the league. And then Joel, I mean, he came from a ton of experience, and then even in a big market when he was with the Lakers. I mean, it's just incredible to have those two guys in our market. And for them to want to be here is even better, because I feel like, especially AD, I feel like he could really, and probably Joel as well, they probably could have, a couple of different shots in other places. But the fact that they want to be here is awesome, we love having them. And hopefully there'll be another renewal after this and we just keep going, So I'm super pumped about it.
Absolutely. Another, I suppose, case of continuity that we were really hoping. I mean, their voices and I suppose chemistry, like on screen chemistry, like they just seem to really play off each other, and you know, getting the lottery tickets, they've got their in jokes, and AD is so good at teaching. I found it in his commentary where he'll sit there and he'll break down a play and explain, "Oh, this is why the players are yelling this, and that's why you know they're doing this hand sign, or you know, these are all different plays." Which the nuances of basketball. Well, if we've played it, you know, you sort of pick it up a bit. But at this level, it's quite nice to have an insider telling us how that all works and why they say this, why they run there, why they're doing what they're doing. But I do enjoy that. And again, fantastic result. Speaking of Bally Sports, which, I mean, that was probably the downer of the last week. I think it only came out this morning. Bally Sports Plus app is launching. People had a lot of issues with the Bally Sports, I suppose, merger in the beginning where they came over and took over this broadcast. Price point starting at $19.99 a month. Works out like $190 a year. Pretty outrageous. What do you think? I'm disappointed, honestly. I don't think that's really fair.
Yeah, and I may not know exactly the right terminology and the ins and outs of the whole thing, but you know, in our area where you can get league pass, I believe is $2 or $3 cheaper a month for an individual team, if I remember correctly, but it's blacked out in our area. So you can get the league pass for the Pelicans, but you can't watch it if you live locally. So I feel like, you know, I don't know if Bally's, that was their, you know, reasoning behind the price point to just go up just a little bit, because we know you need it. But I mean, they really do kind of have a monopoly on it, because unless you're paying $50 to $70 for either Cox if you're on the South Shore, or you know, Spectrum if you're on the other end, you know, you really don't have a way to do it besides, you know, a hack stream, which is fine, but you know, you run into the trouble of, you know, delays if you're behind the action. You run into maybe not getting Joel and AD if you pick up the visitor stream. And then just consistency if you're actually going to be able to connect, get a good stream. So, you know, unfortunately, I'll have to give in. You know, I'll have to do it with where I'm at. It'll be nice to have a consistent go-to. You know, I can just get on Apple TV, click it, and go. And I know the game. Well, I say the game will be there. I hope it'll be there streaming. But, yeah, no, Bally's, I've had my fair share of trouble with them forever. I don't know if you've seen the other page on Twitter, Badly's New Orleans. It's kind of a rip. So that's also me. Which I don't know. Everybody knows that. But, so, shout out to Jake Madison with all the his hatred for Bally's. I love to kind of play on that. So, yeah, so Bally's is also me. And unfortunately, I'll have to partake in the Bally's pot this year. But, you know, whatever to see the games. So how do you stream where you're at? How do you watch?
So for me, I have League Pass. So I pay, it's like an older version. I've had it for ages, but I think it's like $14.99 a month or something. And that gives me seven games or something, which seems to work out enough because they, that you can bank them. So if you don't watch it, it's in the off season, I'm just paying $14. Gotcha. Okay. But so I'll walk in and have, I don't know, 60, 70 games banked up.
Okay.
And I can then just watch whatever. But again, I mean, we also get ESPN and stuff like that as part of our paid TV. So, I mean, any of the national games are usually pretty good. TNT and the ESPN games just both go on ESPN down here. We don't have TNT. So it doesn't matter what broadcast it is, we'll get them. But again, for me to do that, I mean, if I was to just get the team league pass, that's, I think, $15 or $16 a month. I'll get every Pelicans game. And I don't have any blackouts, don't have anything. I just can watch whatever I want. And
yeah, it's
the same thing. I just go on my TV, I can put on the app, and I'm watching. So disappointing that people in the actual city can't watch it, or in the in the entire state can't watch it because of these blackouts. I know when I went over there in 2017, I had my league pass up, was staying in a hostel, and there was a game on, didn't have tickets to it. We're like, we'll put it on. Couldn't. League pass, because I was in, well, the computer picked up that I was in Louisiana, then it meant that I couldn't actually watch it. So disappointing, but one of those situations, I guess, that I suppose watch this space and we'll see what happens as to whether or not they come to the party, or whether or not we're going to have to continue the status quo.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Now, the other thing that we have is the schedule, which is released today. What were your thoughts on the schedule? We've been hanging out for this for a while.
Yeah, so I kind of looked over it. I saw a couple of notes. I think I saw somewhere on Twitter someone saying we only had, I think, about a four-game home, away stretch was, I think, our longest stretch, which yep. I'm not sure what we had last season, but it felt like we were just always on the road. I do think our back-to-backs are pretty limited this year. Like I said, I don't have exact numbers written down, but I feel like they're not as loaded. You know, I felt like we just – I think there was a part last season where we had some back-to-backs really close to each other, and I want to say we had some injuries in there, maybe with BI. So I could be mistaken, but, you know, it's hard because there's a lot of good teams in the league. So it's you just look at the schedule and you can immediately kind of start to worry looking one way or the other. But, you know, we haven't seen too much of this team. You know, maybe 30 games plus with CJ, but zero games, you know, with Zion in this group. So, you know, I kind of looked at those first five games and tried to kind of picture what maybe we can do. But, you know, I'm just so excited to see Zion hit the floor and you know, with the team getting running. But so what do you think?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, longest homestand I think I saw was six games, which is not too bad in November. That's, I mean, we're stoked with that. But we also finish four of the last five games at home as well, which I think is just so imperative heading into hopefully playoffs. I mean, touch wood.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're optimistic. We're making it again and doing well in it. But not traveling is just outstanding, I think. 12 national broadcast games. And as we know, New Orleans is the biggest national broadcast area consumer. So if you build it, they will come. Belly Sports, take note. But anyway, so that's exciting. I mean, the first five, I've written them out. We've got at the Nets, at Charlotte, home at Utah, home at Dallas, at Suns, at Clippers, first six. Interesting, I think. You know, they're already plugging this like, oh, first game against the Nets, Ben Simmons and Zion, battle of the number one draft picks. You know, meme culture is outrageous. But, you know, that's really what they're kicking us off. 19th of October. What are your thoughts on this first five? Two home, two away, and then away again. Any overarching thoughts or any deep dives that you can think of these first five?
Yeah, so when I started with the Brooklyn game, you know, there's so much dysfunction there right now. I mean, obviously all centered on Durant, who's an incredible player. You know, I'm still 100% with Griff. Like, I do not want to trade BI. That's me personally. You know, I love the core we have. They want to be here, so I'd never want to see that, you know, dismantled just to force a season of, you know, a play with a superstar. So, you know, we have our own. I'm happy with that. But, I'm honestly hoping some of that animosity, you know, Kyrie says he wants to play there, but I'm kind of hoping some of that still lurks in and, you know, just makes for kind of an awkward, you know, start out with Simmons and with Kyrie and with Nash and, you know, Sean Marks and, you know, their front offices standing behind their coaches and their, you know, their assistants and everything. But then you've got the players over here, you know, half of them probably don't want to be, I mean, they want to be there, but only under certain, you know, guidelines. And, you know, it's so nice to not have to worry about that with your own team, but, you know, you kind of wish it on some other ones. So, and who knows with Ben Simmons, you know, he's a really talented player, but if you don't play, what can you do? You know? And so, you know, you never wish injuries on anybody, but, you know, if he's healthy and can play, then that's awesome. You know, I love to play another team full strength and, you know, come out on top. So I'd love to see that for sure.
Yeah, that Brooklyn game, I think, is going to be interesting. It's going to be a real litmus test, I suppose, to kick us off. And again, like you said, Ben Simmons, Kevin Durant, Kyrie, there's a whirling dervish of dysfunction there. And it is going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Well, we got reports that Ben Simmons left the group chat or something in playoff time, and Kevin Durant cracked us out about anything that he wants, so anything and everything, as long as he gets his way. I do find that funny that he's like, oh, I've got to sack Sean Marks, sack Steve Nash, but instead, you know, you put Steve Nash there. That's the whole thing, is that you didn't want Kenny Atkinson, you wanted Steve Nash because you thought you'd have control. Didn't work out, and you know, now we're throwing the toys out of the basket. But it is going to be interesting. I think I agree with you completely about not trading Brandon for Kevin Durant. I think there are different stages of their career. We don't know 100% what Brandon becomes yet. I think he could be perennial all-star. I saw all that.
Absolutely.
And whereas, while, okay, there's the overarching, but he's Kevin Durant, and I get that. But he's also 34. He plays about, I don't know, 60 games a season, if that. You anticipate that there'll be less of that going forward. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. So, I don't know. I'd like to win that, kick it off, and, you know, start in Brooklyn, Jose Alvarado's, home. So, if we get a Jose game to kick us off, I mean, I'm not mad about that. We then move on to Charlotte. As we head back towards New Orleans, I guess. I think that's a win. I think they've had a bit of dysfunction as well, obviously with the Miles Bridges stuff, which is just horrific.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, it's terrible.
You never want to see any of that sort of malarkey, but they're going to work out what they are. They're a bit of an up and down side. Any thoughts on that Charlotte team? We're going to see LaMelo Ball. He might throw the ball up in the air and people could dunk it. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, no, look, I'm not the world's biggest LaMelo fan, but I mean, I can give credit where credit's due. He's an incredible player. The team, they're young. You know, I mean, they do have some talent. But what I'm looking at is Steve Clifford's coming back from the Magic. And his last 3 years in the Magic, he went from pretty much a 500 record down to 45%. And then his last year finished with a 29% win record. So, he's kind of been on the decline. I know he wasn't working with much in Orlando. I think they had Mo Bamba, Cole Anthony, some of those guys. So great players, but just young and inexperienced. So, you know, I don't see them, you know, coming out, storming the gates and you know, taking a win over us. You know, when you have the likes of Herb and Jose playing defense the way they do, especially, you know, JV down low with Bridges being gone. So, you know, I agree. I see that as a win and, you know, hopefully a pretty dominant one to kind of set the tone for the new season.
Absolutely. It'd be good to just smash him. So that's what that's what I'd like. A real statement sort of victory to kick it off. I mean, I think the overarching thing of this is that how do you match up on everyone? If everyone's healthy, how do you defend our team? And I think that's what I'm still scratching my head is, okay, we'll take away, we're going to throw bodies at Zion. All right, well, Brandon Ingram can play one-on-one, you know, or one-on-none. Or CJ McCollum's unguarded. Trey Murphy unguarded. Herb unguarded. JV, you know, has a rotation point guard onto him, you know. It's going to be a nightmare, and I can imagine opposition coaches scratching their head as to how they can do it.
Yeah, game plan for healthy Pelicans is going to be a tough one to draw up for sure.
Absolutely. So then we head back to New Orleans, 23 October. Clear your schedules. That's where you'll be watching the guys kick off the season. Another team that I suppose we should win. Yeah, though we're hearing these rumors, Donovan Mitchell trade talks resumed with New York Knicks. We'll see what happens there. Traded Rudy Gobert for a haul of draft picks. They're in full rebuild mode, pretty much. Has to be a dub, hey, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, with Gobert gone, he's not really one of my favorites, but I guess for his role in that team, they kind of they utilized him well, I guess, for what he can do. it's his name slipped in my mind, but they also traded another one there. Oh, Royce O'Neal. They traded him to Brooklyn for not very much. So, you know, he was another starter. It seems like they're kind of just, you know, almost kind of a reset. But, you know, Donovan Mitchell isn't the youngest player in the league, but he's definitely somebody who could, you know, he could obviously build around Donovan Mitchell if that's what he wants. You know, I mean, they've got Nall still. I'm sorry, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who I love, you know, team. He kind of didn't pan out the way we hoped. But, I mean, you've got Jordan Clarkson still. You know, I mean, he's definitely – I mean, I feel like that's sixth man of the year if he does come off the bench. But so, yeah, and then you look at their new coach, Will Hardy, young guy. I think he's only 34 maybe. I mean, really young. Some of the leagues kind of going in that direction. You know, and look at us with coach. So, you know, Willie's just the man. You got to do what like we're doing. But, you know, Hardy's from the Popovich tree, though. So Pop was great at utilizing, you know, I feel like vet players. He had a lot of the same guys around for a long time. So you've got Rudy Gay. You've got Mike Conley. You've got Bogdanovich. So you've got some talented players for sure. And I feel like if anybody could utilize them, it'd be somebody from the Popovich tree. So, you know, I do think it'll be a win for us. But like you said, just the matchups against the starting Pelicans and even, you know, into our bench, you just – when you're bringing Trey Murphy and Jose off the bench, you know, young, energetic, and they're talented, you know, just it's hard to match up against a team like that.
Absolutely. And I think that's like a really great point about Will Hardy, because the Popovich tree seems to just continue to grow and, you know, good coach after good coach. I'm excited to see what he can do. And obviously they're trying to restructure the team to allow for the coach to grow with the players, which we like, but have that veteran presence with Mike Conley and guys like Rudy Gay and those guys that have been around for a while. As to whether they turn it into a fire sale, it's a Danny Ainge special where he'll trade everything for draft picks. He loves them. But it's going to be interesting. But, yeah, really good point on that. Hopefully we can come out and win. But, it's going to be interesting because, for the most part, sans Rudy Gay, Royce O'Neal, it's a pretty consistent team as well. You know, when you play together, typically you can you know each other's tendencies and you can play together. So we'll see what happens, but that'll be interesting. We get a night off and then we're back to Dallas. Well, we're at home against Dallas. That'll be a tough game. Luka Doncic, hopefully healthy, will come off his off-season, smoking hookah lounges. And
hookah dances.
Yeah, exactly right. And drinking wine and smoking cigars and, you know, come in and drop a triple-double. So that'll be a good game, I think, as well. Any thoughts on the Dallas game?
Just a couple of clips I've seen of Luka in the off-season. He's looked like he's really kind of put off some weight. You know, he looks like he's slimming down a little bit. And, you know, he does play big when he needs to, but, you know, just the finesse in his game is something that makes it so special. So, you know, if he's a little bit quicker this season, if he's a little bit smoother, you know, I think we're all in for trouble. But, you know, they've got Christian Wood now, and I don't know if they try to insert him in the starting lineup or what they try to do. I know they've got Kleba, and I can't think of the other I believe, you know, Kleba's the European, but they've got another big who can shoot the three, you know, who can play, but I don't know, you know, how they'll utilize Wood. And Tim Hardaway Jr. will be back in the rotation, you know, after his injury. So, you know, they've got a lot of talent for sure. They did lose Brunson to the Knicks, you know, so he was kind of felt like Luka's right-hand man towards the end of the playoffs and everything. So, you know, if they pick up where they left off, you know, I think they'll be a hard team to beat, honestly, but they may have some things to figure out. With some new players and with Hardaway coming back into the rotation. So, you know, I feel like that one could kind of go either way, honestly. You know, they're a great team. They've got great players, but so are we. And hopefully we've got a little more consistency from those first three games. And, you know, hopefully we can take that one too. But, you know, that one might kind of be up in the air, I feel like, out of the first four for me.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be interesting to see how they gel together. I suppose we get the six man on the court being the crowd, and hopefully we're just selling games out, which will be awesome with the hype of the team, especially the first two. You'd think they'd be pretty well packed. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It is going to be about whether you can get Christian Wood to buy in and, you know, the likes of make it work with Luka and Jalen Brunson leaving. Yeah. Really replace the point guards there. So that'll be interesting. I suppose Luka will go even more into ball handling mode.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But I suppose the marquee matchup of the first five and the one that we're all chomping at the bit for,
Yeah.
and, you know, save the best till last. I like that they gave us a few just to warm us up. And then, you know, game
Yeah. Yeah.
five, 28 October, we're all
Yep.
flying to Phoenix because we're taking the Suns on.
Oh, for sure.
We're excited for that one, surely.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't think anybody could be more excited, you know, just after that series. Just such an incredible six games. I feel like it just kind of all left us on just such a high. You know, I don't think anyone from New Orleans has ever ended a playoff series, you know, on such a high, whether it be, you know, from the Saints in football to, you know, to the Pelicans and doing this. So, you know, just such an incredible series, and I can appreciate Monty. You know, their coach, he's a great guy, and the relationship him and Willie have, I feel like, kind of make it even more special. Just the way they kind of play chess back and forth, they know each other's tendencies, and but you know, I do, you know, I always respect Chris Paul for what he did for the city of New Orleans. But you know, when it comes to him being on the other side of the court, it's definitely you know, no ties there. So you know, just those matchups, that intensity, seeing him and Jose go back and forth will be great again. And you know, hopefully CJ will kind of settle down a little bit. I feel like obviously he's incredible playoffs, but if he can kind of settle in and be that veteran leader for those games against those great experienced teams, I feel like that can go a long way. You know, helping maybe Zion kind of get back in the fold and just kind of keep guys together. And you know, if things start to kind of unravel a little bit, just kind of bring everybody back in the fold and get them going again. So, yeah, it's going to be a crazy game to watch. I really wish it was at home. That's the day after my birthday, so I saw that the calendar was so ready, and then I saw it was, you know, in Phoenix. So, but you know, definitely going to be looking forward to that one. So, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, that's the one that we have penciled in. I think that's the one that we're all chomping at the bit to see. I think a real there's going to be a bit of spite in it, I reckon, just because, you know, the way it was left and, you know, the I suppose narrative that went around it. Oh, you know, the
Yeah.
Pels wore you down and they took a couple from you. They weren't meant to do that. And I think that was it's going to be a real interesting one. And I'm excited to see that because we've also had another whole off season. The guys that we knew will have had a training camp, they'll have enough games to get into a rhythm. And so, you know, they're tuned up just enough that we come in and slap the Suns around after they've had that DeAndre Ayton carry on and being linked to Kevin Durant. And, you know, they've had a bit of a tumultuous, I can't say that word, out, I can't pronounce it, outside in the offseason. So it's going to be interesting to see. But yeah, any other final thoughts before we wrap up? It was great chatting to you, mate. And appreciate your time. Have you got anything you'd like to plug, anything that's going on, and where can we find you?
Hey man, well, you always know the Twitter pages at Nola's Favorite AD and Badly Sports Nola. You know, those are the two. So, you know, just to kind of keep it light in the off season, and you know, keep everybody kind of tied together is what we strive for. But you know, I think more than anything, just I think I hope Willie knows how much we appreciate him coming from one season to the next, and just kind of being that guy to hold it all together. And just he did such incredible things for the team last year. I mean, from the get-go, coaching summer league, you know, as the head coach, you don't see that very often. Kind of just taking that and trudging through it and doing such a great job, you know, as Najee said, summer league champs, you know, New Orleans Pelicans kind of. So, you know, I'm just glad that I feel like the whole Pelicans community kind of 100% agrees on that. You know, it's all kind of stemmed. Well, I'll say it stemmed from, I feel like, BI signing his max to Willie, and then just it's all fell into place from then. So, no man, just excited, ready for some preseason, the beginning of October, and you know, just looking forward to getting the season underway.
Too right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Guys, that's all we have time for today. This has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank. Jordan, thank you so much. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. And we'll come to you, well, in a couple of days, I suppose. We'll get another pod out. Again, make sure you check us all out on all the different podcast app and on YouTube. Bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.